Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shan. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
I'd like to reopen my claim.
You say you'd like to reopen your claim?
Right.
All right. May I have your social?
262-374071.
Your first and last name?
Samuel Cunningham.
All right, Mr. Cunningham, your date of birth?
3/26/1956.
And your mother's maiden name?
Long, L-O-N-G.
All right. And have you worked under another name or another social?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
All right. Do you have a driver's license?
Got an ID.
And what's the ID number?
Wait a minute, let me get it. Is I-969-526.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you, and that's after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. But if you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And will this be in your checking or savings account?
Checking.
And what's that routing and account number?
It's 06.
Which one is this, though? Routing number?
That's the routing number.
Mm-hmm.
06-22-03-980.
That was 06-22-03-984?
Yeah, 06-22-03-980.
That account?
0127352658.
That was 0127352658.
Right.
And what's your mailing address?
I need to change my address.
What's your mailing address?
107 W. Rankin Street, R-A-N-K-I-N.
That's 107. That was 107. You said R-A-N-K-I-N?
No. It's 107 W. Period. Rankin, R-A-N-K-I-N Street.
What city?
That's in Boone, Alabama.
And what's
Boone,
the
Boone, Alabama. 336426.
All right. Just give me 1 second, okay? And put this information to the system, okay? Thank you. All right, and is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, I had a post office box one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved in a house where I just gave the address.
Mm-hmm. All right. And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, until now.
And what is your phone number?
251-236-2744.
And I have the address as 107 West Rankin Street, Ruton, Alabama, 36426.
Right.
Okay. All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Tyson Group, the Kamala Beach Corporation, National Association of Sales Professionals, ADDIE, or none of the above? According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'5", 5'11", 6'3", 6'6", or my height is not reported as any of these values?
5'11".
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1746 Winter Street, 2221 P. Ridge Road, 257 Vine Cliff Drive, or 7799 Tacoma Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
2221 P. Ridge Road.
All right. Last two questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1991 Ford Thunderbird, 1993 Geo Tracker, 1994 Toyota Celica, 1995 Saab 900, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I had a Thunderbird. I say Thunderbird.
A Thunderbird?
Thunderbird.
Which of the following street addresses in Villa Rica have you ever lived at or been associated with? 110 Mill Grill Drive, 129 Concord Drive, 44 Ridge Drive, 63 Oak Walk, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this property.
I used to live in Villa Rica, but I don't know the address. But I stayed there. So we're going to say Villa Rica.
You're going to say none of the above?
I say none of the above because I don't know the address.
Okay. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes, I'm working, yeah.
You have worked in a different state?
I worked in Florida last week.
You say you worked in Florida last week?
Uh-huh, 3 days.
And was your company in Alabama and your work was in Florida, or was the company in Florida?
No, the company is located in Kansas. My company is located in Kansas City, but they got a office down in Theodore, Alabama.
Okay. So were your wages, were they coming from Florida or Alabama?
It coming from, it got to come from Alabama because that's where my check comes, I guess.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
And what was your last day of work?
The last day of work was on the 23rd.
The 23rd.
Right.
So that was last Saturday.
You're right.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts and you know my trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Now, I'm supposed to be going back on the 8th or oh, that's the plan. But it might change. But I'm supposed to go to work on the 8th
Okay.
or oh.
All right. And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Well, when we finish the job, we get laid off till another job come up.
Yeah, right.
So how am I gonna put that?
It'll be no.
Due to the lack of work? I say, I guess, due to the lack of work.
And what is your job title?
I'm on labor.
A laborer? Are you a construction laborer?
Right.
Construction, okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
What is the name of your separating employer? What's the name of the job?
Ranches, ranches, RENTJES, service.
What is your phone number?
Hold on, let me get my phone. I'm down there. It's 251-653-0176.
You said 4176?
01.
And when did you
Zero one
start?
seven six.
And when did you start working here?
I say it was around March of 2010.
Do you remember what day in March?
Probably, I'd say around the second or third of March.
And what year?
2010, I think.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
When I started?
What city and state was this work performed in?
Oh, I thought you asked me what day I started working for that company.
I heard you said in March of 2010.
Yeah. All right. So you want to know what day I stopped work?
No, sir. I already have it. I said, what city and state was this work performed in?
Oh, well, I went to Stevenson, Alabama, and phone work up there for 2 days last week. Then I turned around and came to Cantonment, and I finished up down there.
So it was in, you said...
One was in Alabama. Wait a minute. I got to hold on. The 18th and 19th, I worked in Alabama. And the 20th to the 20th, the 21st to the 23rd, I worked in Florida.
And what city was it in Florida? Do you remember?
Cantoma.
Cantoma?
Cantoma.
Okay. All right. And what city was it in Alabama? What was the city in Alabama?
Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Right.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And you say you're no longer working due to lack of work?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. And I'm going to give you a 4-digit temporary PIN. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
It's 7156.
All right.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim was just finished. Also, register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. And you have to go on Alabama. You have to go on Alabama Works. Alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor. .alabama.gov. If you file over the phone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be on can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Cunningham, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So I start calling this Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all I need to know.
Well, all right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have your great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.